From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama plans to address the nation Sunday night after Wednesday's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California. The White House says that Mr. Obama will speak on the steps the government is taking to carry out its highest priority, keeping Americans safe. He will also update the country on the investigation into Wednesday's massacre in California, carried out by two apparent followers of Islamic State, and how the U.S. will defeat the threat of terrorism. U.S.-born Syed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife Tashfeen Malik killed 14 people and wounded 21 others at a gathering of local government workers Wednesday in San Bernardino. In his weekly radio address, Mr. Obama said Americans will not be terrorized as they uphold the values of a free and open society.
We are Americans. We will uphold our values in our free and open society. We are strong and we are resilient, and we will not be terrorized.
Mr. Obama spoke Saturday by phone with French President François Hollande, whose country is still recovering from last month's terror attack in Paris that killed 130 people and wounded more than 350 others. British police say that they are investigating a stabbing rampage in a London subway station Saturday as an act of terrorism. A man reportedly shouted, "This is for Syria," before slashing people with a knife in the Leytonstone station of East London. Police stopped the suspect with a taser and took him into custody. Officials say that three people were stabbed, one seriously. No details have been released about the suspect. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the next round of talks on Syria's political future will be in New York later this month.
Our goal is to facilitate a transition that all parties have stated that they support. A unified Syria. A non-sectarian Syria.
Mr. Kerry was speaking at a conference on Middle East policy at the Brookings Institution here in Washington Saturday. He said resolving political concerns related to the Syrian conflict will help facilitate the fight against the Islamic State, which controls large areas of Syria and Iraq. At the previous round of Syria talks in Vienna last month, representatives of world powers, including the United States, Russia, Iran, and the United Nations, laid out a broad plan for a political transition in Syria. That plan called for bringing Syrian government and opposition groups into UN-mediated talks by January 1st. The world powers also voiced support for establishing a credible, inclusive government in Syria within 6 months and free and fair elections within 18 months. Afghanistan's Taliban has released a voice message, which it said was from its supreme leader, Mullah Akhtar Mansour. As Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad, in the message, Mansour refutes claims that he was killed in a gun battle earlier this week.
Addressing his followers in Pashto, Mullah Akhtar Mansour repeatedly asserted that no such incident ever took place and reports of his death in a shootout were unfounded. My brothers, there is no truth in this news and it is absolutely baseless. He went on to say that the rumors are part of the enemy propaganda war to create an impression. There are rifts in the Taliban leadership and they have turned into deadly infighting. While the audio has not been verified by intelligence experts, the voice sounds consistent with earlier messages attributed to Mansour. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Chadian officials say at least 27 people were killed Saturday when three suicide bombers attacked a market. The attack took place on an island along Lake Chad's western coast, where a weekly market was in progress. The attackers were not identified, but authorities noted the militant group Boko Haram has carried out recent bomb attacks in the area. 47 people died in two suicide bombings in mid-October, drawing the condemnation of the United Nations Refugee Agency. And the U.S. Space Agency has released a series of sharp images of Pluto, describing them as the best close-ups we might ever see of the planet for decades. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft photographed Pluto during its July flyby. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.